Hey, Don, see that guy over there? I'm always forgetting his name.
Oh, you mean Matt?
Oh, yeah, that's it. You know, it's really easy for me to remember some names, but others take a lot of work.
Don't feel bad. It might be because Matt's face doesn't go with his name.
What? How can Matt's face not go with his name? They're both his.
Well, psychologists at Miami University of Ohio conducted experiments showing a correlation between specific facial features and names. In one experiment, the researchers randomly presented participants with a name like Bob, Joe, or Dan, and then asked them to use computer software to draw a picture of someone likely to have this name.
And?
The pictures had some striking similarities that depended on the name. For instance, the name Bob led most people to draw someone with a rounder face, while the name Tim triggered more sketches with longer, thinner features. The study only used common men's names, though, so it's too early to tell how these findings might apply to women's names or unusual ones.
Well, that's kind of interesting, but what does it have to do with remembering?
In another experiment, the participants were shown a series of photos labeled with a name. They were able to learn and retain a name much more quickly when the names fit their expectations of what a Bob or a Tim should look like.
So, it's easier to remember someone's name if it's a good match to their face?
Exactly. Some names just fit better.
So, how come you remembered Matt's name?
Oh, him. He's my brother.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost.
Today's program was prepared by Andrew Logeman, with help from William Timberlake in Psychological and Brain Sciences. There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For podcasts, click on the podcast button. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.